is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A tornado touched down in Gaithersburg, Maryland, not far from the nation's capital. Mark Moniz recorded debris hitting his car as the winds picked up. CBS News Baltimore meteorologist Rick Ritter says tornadoes are quite rare in Maryland.
What we're dealing with tonight is something that we have not seen in quite some time in this area, with at least more than a dozen tornado warnings, some people reporting as many as 17, 18, being reported throughout the past couple of hours in our area.
New York City's plan to limit cars in the core of Manhattan is on hold, says CBS's Matt Piper.
The congestion pricing fee was $15 for cars and even more for larger vehicles. That on top of already steep tolls for using bridges and tunnels to enter Manhattan. While New York's governor had previously been a vocal supporter of the plan, now a change. She cites the city still trying to get on its feet following the pandemic and the fee hurting businesses on top of drivers. $500 million has already been spent installing license plate readers around the city.
Folks in the Big Apple have actually bigger concerns than congestion pricing, though. CBS News New York reporter Steve Overmeyer says the Jaro spider could be heading to the city.
We just need to, run away.
No, they are not harmful to humans because their fangs can't penetrate human skin. They've actually been making their way up from Georgia by hitching rides on cars or using their webs to parachute up to 3 miles.
The Georgia Court of Appeals has put a hold on the election interference case against former President Donald Trump. It was brought by Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis. Your CBS News legal analyst, Lori Levinson.
I don't think that there's anything that the prosecutors can do in Georgia at this point. It's not an issue that they can raise to a higher court. They're going to have to wait and see if under the Georgia Court of Appeal order, Fonnie Willis, the district attorney who brought these charges, can even stay on this case.
The hold makes it highly unlikely that a trial will be held before the presidential election. Russian President Vladimir Putin says since some NATO countries are letting Ukraine use their weapons to attack Russia, he might give other nations long-range missiles to hit Western targets. Fordham University professor and former CBS News Moscow bureau chief Beth Noble.
President Putin says this decision by the U.S. and its allies to allow Ukraine to send their weapons into Russian territory could lead to, quote, very serious problems for the U.S. and its partners.
Putin also reiterated his threat that Russia would use nuclear weapons if it thinks its sovereignty is being threatened. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy you happiness, but money did help you buy an RV, which means an excuse from working Saturday with your insufferable coworker, Dave. So money is helping you listen to birds chirp instead of Dave chirping about how his toddler is fluent in 3 languages. And it's also why you'll be smelling pine trees in the air, not Dave's tuna melt reheating in a microwave. So save money by bundling your RV or boat insurance with home or auto from Progressive and buy more happiness or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
To win in basketball takes a can-do spirit. So shave with Barbasol and inspire your team. Raise that red, white, and blue can and yell, "We can do this." If it doesn't work, you still got a great shave. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
One of the oldest beer companies in America has unleashed a beast for the summer.
What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon.
When a 6-pack or 12-pack of beer just isn't enough, Pabst Blue Ribbon just dropped a 180-pack to celebrate its 180th birthday.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Each can represents 1 year since the company was founded in 1844. The package holds the equivalent of 6 30-packs. That's 2,160 ounces of beer. It stands about 3 feet tall, which begs the question, how do you carry it?
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
The 180-pack will cost you around $95. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Months after Disney and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' appointees agreed to end their legal fight, the two sides are set to approve an agreement that could result in Disney investing up to $17 billion into Disney World. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
W.R.J.N. Weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers, even some rumbles of thunder in the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies. Then some clearing will break out. See low temperatures near 60 degrees. On Thursday, even more clouds on the way, lower 70s, and a chance of some afternoon showers. Right now, it's 64.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind. Being well, love's a small word.
From Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine. Feel so proud
farmers and the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke. The fabulous farm babe has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more Timeless Hits next on WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to give you permission to stop buying something that you have probably been on the fence about anyway. Gift cards. Now, we all know why gift cards are popular. You can buy them anywhere, they're slightly personal, we're all short on time. What the heck do you buy a teenager anyway? But it turns out that gift cards are the nicest presents for the corporations that sell them. More than half of gift cards go unused. It's just free money for big companies. And over a third of shoppers who do use gift cards say the gift card was the only reason they even went into that store in the first place. And then most of us end up spending more than the gift card, on average $59 more. In short, gift cards are like giving somebody you love a $60 debt to go run an errand. Just give cash instead. You can always put it in a fancy envelope. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube and take good care.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
But you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love. If you will let me give you mine, baby, willpower, it's now or never. Give your love to me and I'll shower your heart with tenderness endlessly. Never tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn. And I would gladly teach you.
Oh!
cup tastes as sweet as the punch.
Sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Let's go.
sure. In a world that's constantly changing, how can I be sure where I stand with you? Really, really wanna know. Hey. Oh, oh, oh,
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Try to make you happy when you're blue.
True. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. Keep away from a runaround sewer.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. 80 years ago, Allied Commander General Dwight Eisenhower spoke by recorded message to the troops who would take part in D-Day.
You are about to embark upon the Great Crusade, toward which we have striven these many months.